You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
Good morning, and this is the Community Announcements and Events here at WHSM Muskie Country 101 for December 3rd. Starting today at 10 o'clock, the Northwoods Community Food Shelf will be open until 3 p.m. This distribution is happening at the Spider Lake Church Youth Center, located at 11255 Highway 77, just north of the Hayward Hospital on the left-hand side. They have lots of meats, produce, and canned good items. Everyone's encouraged to get food from this program, regardless of their financial situation. Check it out, and with more information at spiderlakechurch.org. Tech support also happening at 10 a.m. at the Forest Lodge Library, located at 13450 County Highway M in Cable. If you have a device that you need help with, maybe trouble figuring out your cell phone, Eric can help you with that and more. Bring in your device and or questions related to tech issues anytime at the library from 10 until 3, all free. Drop-ins welcome, or you can schedule a time with Eric by calling him at 715-204-7501. 715-204-7501. Again, tech support with Eric, hosted at the Forest Lodge Library in Cable from 10 until 3 today. Super Seniors are meeting at the Hayward Senior Resource Center starting at 11 o'clock for an exercise class about 45 minutes long, and it's geared toward those 60 and older. And this is a chair-based workout on balance, strength, coordination, and core. Join Jody, a certified professional trainer, at 11 o'clock until noon at the Hayward Senior Resource Center for Super Senior classes. Power Pump is being offered at the Cable Community Center at 4 p.m. today. This is located at 13660 County Highway M. This is a dumbbell class designed for all fitness levels and targets all major muscle groups by using exercises such as squats, presses, lifts, and curls. Again, Power Pump, 4 until 5 at the Cable Community Center in Cable. Join 4-H at the Lacouture Ojibwe University Extension classes. This starts at 4:30 until 6, the first Wednesday of every month. Grades K through 12 located at the university. So again, join 4-H at the university. If you are ages kindergarten through 13, you can head over to the Lacouture Ojibwe University at 4:30 for a 4-H meeting. The First Lutheran Church here in Hayward is hosting its Wednesday night supper starting at 5 o'clock. This is a free dinner, and it is a drive-up, carry-out only. If you just come to the church, drive up to the door at the sidewalk, tell them how many meals you need, and they will provide them for you at a free will donation. Information is at 715-634-2141 for the Wednesday night supper from 5 until 6 at the First Lutheran Church, located at 10680 Main Street here in Hayward. Engage Knitting at the Library begins our Thursday morning at 10 o'clock at the Sherman and Ruth Weiss Community Library, located at 10788 Highway 2777. Join the fun whether you are a beginner or experienced knitter, or maybe you prefer a different craft and just want the camaraderie. For more information, call the library at 715-634-2161. Again, Engaged Knitting at the Library from 10 until noon on Thursday. Boys varsity basketball game for Barron Schools will be at home at Barron at 7 o'clock on Thursday evening. A girls varsity hockey game for Hayward School District will be at the St. Croix Rec Center in Stillwater. Again, girls varsity hockey for Hayward is an away game against Stillwater. The boys varsity basketball for Hayward School District has an away game as well at St. Croix Falls High School. Again, boys varsity basketball for Hayward Schools against St. Croix at St. Croix High School. Open play at Northwest Connection Family Resources begins our Friday morning at 9 a.m. Join your friends or make some new ones along with your kiddos in the children's environment, and a snack will be provided again 9 o'clock at the Northwest Connection Family Resources facility located at 15896 West 3rd Street here in Hayward. Open play from 9 until 11. The Elder Christmas Check distribution happening at Le Coudre on Friday, December 5th from 9 a.m. until 2 p.m. in the Peter Larson Room. Checks that are not picked up will be mailed out. Again, the Elder Christmas Checks will be distributed Friday, December 5th from 9 a.m. until 2 p.m. at the Peter Larson Room. The Northwoods Community Food Shelf is open once again on Friday from 10 until 3 o'clock. This is located at the Spider Lake Church Youth Center in Hayward, located at 11255 Highway 77, just north of the Hayward Hospital. Everyone's encouraged to get food from this program regardless of their financial situation. The Northwoods Community Food Shelf from 10 until 3. If you have an event or activity that you'd like to have announced here at WHSM, please send it to community@whsm.com. Again, community@whsm.com. Be sure to include all the details about your event, activity, or recognition. And if you have a flyer, you can attach that to the email as well. Thank you.
You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
Front porch, here we go on a Wednesday morning. Joel and Gray, I hope everyone is finding a place to thaw out a little bit. A little early season cold here, Gray.
Coffee. Oof.
Yeah, a few degrees below zero.
Coffee zombie, sorry.
Few but days.
Also, yeah. Also Long Johns, second day.
Yeah, it's not a, you know, it's not a cold spell that's, you know, it's crazy cold yet, but it's just a span of 7 to 10 to 14 days of not getting above 30.
Magnificent. Ever. I mean, yeah. And it's easy, it almost feels easy to forget that getting above freezing is a rare treat during real winter. You know, yeah. It's December.
Yeah.
Maybe not real. We're not in the meat of December.
I know.
We haven't hit the vitals yet, but
we're whining. There's somebody out there who's on their way to ice fishing on 3 inches of ice. That's just like, you two get off the front porch.
You know, it's funny. There's people coming around here thinking, you know, I could take the politics. It's those skinny complainers every morning.
Exactly. Well, today I wanted to talk about evaporated milk, Gray. My wife made a good point. Over the Thanksgiving holiday, after she made a pumpkin pie, she said, what other purpose does evaporated milk have? What other time of the year do we use it except for Thanksgiving, making a pumpkin pie? And I'm sure there are answers to that to people who own restaurants and cook a lot. But in general, people...
To the layman?
Yeah, to the layman, nothing. Evaporated milk once a year. You could know your grocery store up and down. You know where the rutabagas are, and you know where the 16-ounce can of yams are. You know where everything is. But Thanksgiving comes, and all of a sudden you see that on your pumpkin pie recipe list, and you're like, where the heck is evaporated? Is it over by the, is it in the refrigerated section? Is it in the candy? Where's evaporated milk?
You know what comes to mind immediately? There's another ingredient in most people's cupboards that only gets used once or twice a year. I'm looking at you, cream of tartar. You're looking for the good stuff in there as a kid. I don't know. Give me some sprinkles to just pour into my mouth, digging through the cabinet you're not supposed to. What is cream of tartar? Even as a kid, looking at dozens of things, I didn't recognize that.
I think of fish. I think when I had fish in school, there was cream of tartar sauce, they called it.
Well, and see, I thought it might be cream of tartar. Like it was this,
oh,
this
excuse
fish.
Us.
It's like made out of meat paste. I don't know. I didn't understand clearly, and it for some reason that one just it got me.
Yeah, and the point is if you try to make pumpkin pie without evaporated milk, you're pretty much in trouble, right? you're in a lot of trouble.
I've never tried it. I haven't made. I don't know if I've made a pie, which is weird because we bake.
You make a lot of stuff, yeah.
Yeah, but we're not really. We don't usually measure scratch ingredients. You know, we're often box mixing or doing lazy stuff. But like, it's tough to say we don't cook and don't bake, but we barely do either. It just,
yeah,
we do a lot of the simple, easy ones.
I did learn when it comes to pumpkin pie. I know everybody has their own taste for things, but just a tip for the future for pumpkin pie for people: don't overthink this, people, because people like there's pumpkin pie recipes that have just way too much going on. If you take a bite of a piece of pumpkin pie and you're trying to figure out what that spice is. Just don't do it. Just let pumpkin live for a day. We carve them and we smash them and we drop them from three-story buildings and let deer eat them. So let's give that pumpkin a little. Let's give it the pie. All right, quit covering it up.
Aren't there like five spices though in the basic pie spice blend? Like, I'm curious what you use that's simpler. Like, what does your pumpkin pie not have? Because I think it's like cinnamon, clove, nutmeg, allspice, ginger. And maybe more.
Yeah, there's some of the basic. I mean, my wife and I like to just read the back of the can. Just like, all right, you guys made this stuff. All right, you put it together. We're going to trust you that this recipe in the back is the best way to use this. And I know that's probably a lot of chefs are listening right now. And they're like, no, I'm going to do my own thing. But I'm not going to mess it up. I know there's a little bit that goes into it, but man, my wife made just a basic pumpkin pie, and it was fluffily pumpkin. It was just fluffily pumpkin.
That was a man compliment right there, because you know what she heard when you said that?
What?
She made a basic pumpkin pie.
Yeah.
She just looked at that and said, basic? Basic? You see, we got to watch for that, Joel. It sounded like a nice thing to say about fluffy pumpkin. Nope, you just called her pie basic, and you get to face those consequences. No, I'm with you though. Simplicity and elegance, like it impresses me how often that the new brilliant idea that just came out sounds like it should have been thought of years ago because it's so simple. And it's in everything, whether it's politics or some new plastic toy. It's like, how did that not exist hundreds of years ago?
I think the excuse for putting all the spices in the pumpkin is to cover up a bad crust, I think is what it is. You're just, you know, you got a bad crust. You're just like, you know what? I didn't make that crust. I bought that crust. I'm just going to flavor up this thing. And maybe they won't notice that crust is not good.
You're like ending somebody with anxiety right now. You know, the person you're describing was sitting here hoping nobody, I mean violently hoping nobody noticed the crust, the overcompensation thing. Like,
isn't that one of the most annoying things to make though? I mean, you said you haven't made pies, but my wife, I guarantee you, if you call my wife right now and said, what's one thing over Thanksgiving that you just don't like to make? I 100% guarantee you, she will say, oh, I hate making crust.
Yeah.
Just hate it. I'll buy it. I'll just go buy it.
This actually caused me to remember when I last made a pie, it was high school. So Over probably about 15 years ago now, exactly, we did it in home ec, and the crust is tough. My crust was literally tough. I overworked it, but no, it's incredibly difficult, and I don't know if or when I'll do it again. I'm you know what I usually do, Joel? I'll be real. When I do anything like a pie, I go out and I get a graham cracker pre-made thing.
They are pretty good.
Yeah, they're really good because they're full of things that you wouldn't put in them at home. And
Yeah.
They hold together really well, and they're so easy, and you can just you know what you can do, Joel? No one's stopping you. You can just pour instant pudding into a pre-made graham cracker pie crust.
Oh,
bam.
Yeah. It's embarrassingly good. We got a keyword going on this hour, by the way, in our Christmas grown-up gift text to win. It's Bell. B-E-L-L. Bell is your keyword. Text that to us right now on the free Civic Media app and type on WBZH Buzz in the North. $200. Someone's going to win it today. That'll buy a couple pies.
but only a couple of those pre-made shells. Those things are expensive.
Yeah, more with Pat Wrightlow coming up on the Buzz of the North, 729. Buzz of the North, WBZH. Good Wednesday, Hayward, Joel, and Gray. Got a keyword going on right now, and that is Bell, I believe it is. Is that what I said earlier? Yeah.
Yep.
B-E-L-L, Bell. Get that to us on the free Civic Media app on your Android or iPhone. Tap on Buzz of the North, WBZH. Get us that word Bell via text sometime this hour. You'll be in for $200 cash and other fabulous and glamorous prizes to be given away at the end of that also. All right, Gray, I took a little time off on Monday to recover from the Deer Hunters Roundup, and the number one thing that I thought to myself, for some reason I thought, is I'm going to get up Monday morning, usually about 8 or 9 o'clock. I'm going to have a little cup of coffee. And I'm just gonna try to zone out, have a little brain dead day. My first thing that came to mind was, I'm gonna watch The Price is Right, 10 o'clock.
Ooh,
10 o'clock.
Nice.
And I thought it was a good idea. My wife and I watched the old school Price is Right on the Pluto Channel. The Pluto Channel, it's an app, free app. It has all the old Bob Barker episodes, free, back to back to back to back to back to back. And the new Price is Right, I know I'm getting old, Gray. I know I'm getting old, but goodness gracious, people, on the current Price is Right. Love Drew Carey, but settle down, for goodness gracious sakes. You haven't won anything yet. Yeah. They call their name, and it's like, wah! And they're high-fiving every. It's a bit much. Is it just me? Am I old? But are game shows, Let's Make a Deal, are they a bit much now?
Well, they're much to you because of the change, but that is the current trend in maintaining your attention. Television shows are having a bit of a struggle, I would guess, because a half hour thing is not what the young generations are doing right now.
Right.
If they're consuming content, it's either a longer episode of something that has a storyline to it, or a movie, or something far shorter. You know, the TikTok trend is pretty dominant, and I'm not going to pretend every kid is out there boiling their brains on TikToks, but there's a huge portion of people consuming that kind of content, both more people and doing it more frequently. And I just want to know what that does, you know, like those short videos, man, they scare the heck out of me. I'm glad I didn't download Vine back in the day, because I wasn't cool enough.
So they're making basically an hour-long Price is Right show in hopes of getting two or three good 15, 20-second clips?
Maybe.
Is that what I'm saying?
The clip content, that's how you can bait people in these days. I honestly don't know what their strategy is, but I know they must be having a tough time. And if I had to guess, aiming more away from that audience right now and really hitting the remainder of the long form content, you know, like The Price is Right is aiming for people who could sit down and read a book if they wanted to. That's a shrinking group.
Yeah. But the games, they have a couple of the old time games that they still have on there, but they're trying too hard with some of the new games. You know, the Plinkos, they worked. Come on.
The Mountain Climber?
The Mountain Climber. I didn't see it, yes, on Monday, but I think it's still there.
They better still have it.
It better still be there. But I will say this, that even shows like The Wheel of Fortune, some of the game shows that are still going, if you take the value of the prizes that they're giving away in a lot of these shows, and you equate it to inflation from when the shows first started in the 80s, they're not giving away that much more than they did 40 years ago. You know, they're still giving away cars here and there, I get that. But the cash amounts they give away, you know, when they offer like $15,000, they were giving that away 30 years ago. So that either tells you that they just can't financially swing it, or they're just getting away with it and they don't need to up the amount. I'm not sure which one it is.
You know, I was just thinking, my game show of choice, Jeopardy, is in the same boat, actually, kind of sneakily. When did they last update the numbers behind the cards? You know, those the dollar amounts. I think it's been the $1,000 round and the $2,000 round
forever. And you look at the cost of running a commercial on that for national advertisers and what the host of the show is getting paid, and you're just like, that doesn't seem like very much money.
Here's my old man memory. I know I'm too young for those, but I've got one. It was in third grade. My teacher, Mrs. Russell, said, do you guys know how much a company pays for 30 seconds in the Super Bowl commercials?
Mm-hmm.
And we thought, how much, Mrs. Russell? And she said, they pay $1 million for just one commercial. And we said, wow. And $1 million? Those companies, like, you got $1 million 30? Where's $1 million 30? Give me $1 million 30, because they're what, like $10-15 million now for a 30-second spot in the Super Bowl?
Right.
Like, the money is just, I look forward to the, we don't need a Great Depression, but we need an equalizer. Like, these dollars in my pocket are light, not in a good way.
Yeah, the game show kick has kind of gone away on network TV. We had a run there of Who Wants to Be a Millionaire, followed by, you know, just a plethora of game shows that were all offering $1 million. I mean, all of them, you know, had a big pile of a bait at the end of $1 million, which probably one or two people ever really won it.
Yeah.
But that's gone too. I mean, the game shows on mainstream TV, other than The Price is Right and a couple other ones kind of pop up, but I think, I don't know if we got burnt out on it or if it's just not financially something that networks can make a lot of money on anymore.
Well, they're still trying, though. You know, you've got the kind of mutated game shows like The Masked Singer, which is like, how many times can Ken Jeong pretend to be surprised? Like, come on. The commercials for that show is like, oh. But my only exposure to any of that is basically in the commercials to football. And I see things like The Floor and The 100, so they're still trying.
Yeah,
and I
think
they're kind of just throwing concepts at the wall and seeing what'll stick. I love going to the game show network at 11 a.m. on a Tuesday,
there,
and it's like,
go,
who thought of this? And who greenlit it? Like, this was somebody's last day in the office.
Yeah, but I think you're right. The idea of a game show is just different. You know, The Masked Singer is really just a weird version of a game show, really.
That's a clip content generator.
There you go.
That show, I think, is supposed to be here's the moment that you might have been able to tell that this cupcake in a mask is like Bruno Mars's cousin. It's like, oh, come on. Like, I don't know. For some reason, they just get me. That's my old man moment, too. That's my other old man moment, The Masked Singer.
Keyword going on right now is Bell, B-E-L-L, if you want to text that to us right now. On the Civic Media app, go to Buzz of the North, WBZH. We'll see if we can get you a couple hundred bucks today in the multi-state Civic Media text to win contest. So Bell, B-E-L-L. Pat Kreitlow coming back in here on a Wednesday morning in just a moment on the Buzz of the North. It is 7:59.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
You're listening to Mornings with Pat Kreitlow on WBZH. I'm Mark Lundeen, and here's what's happening in Hayward today. Well, joining me today in the studio is Chris Ruckdashel of the Hayward Area Chamber of Commerce. Hello, sir. How are you doing?
I am doing good, Mark, and it's great to be here, as always.
Yes. Well, we're going to be talking about everything Christmas in Hayward, and there is a whole, I want to say, buttload. I don't know if I should beep that out or not, but there's a buttload of stuff coming up on the calendar. First of all, let's talk about what the Chamber has going on. You have a special raffle that's happening.
We do. We call it the Hayward Holiday Raffle. We're very fortunate to have a partner in this with the Superior Choice Community Credit Union.
Okay.
And the raffle itself, kind of starting from the top, we're going to be giving out 40 different prizes. So 40 drawings that are going to total $6,000 that are going to be given away. Oh. In the month of December.
Yeah.
So we're going to have our first drawing on December 1st. Basically, it's going to be each weekday, and there can be anywhere from $50 drawings up to our grand prize drawing is $1,500.
Oh, wow.
The $1,500 is going to take place on December 23rd. So
That's the one I'm going to win.
That's the one that I think you're definitely hoping for.
Yes.
And there's also, we've also got a $500 winner on December 29th. We've also got another $1,000 winner on December 30th. So
okay.
There's going to be a lot of winners. The unique thing about this raffle is even if your ticket wins, it goes back in the hopper.
Yeah.
So there is an opportunity to win multiple times, which we have had happen.
Okay.
So that's the really neat thing about this. The tickets are $10 each.
Yep.
They can be purchased at our Hayward Information Center, also at Marketplace Foods, or the Senex Convenience Store in Corner Deli. So any of those three places, you can purchase the tickets. We're looking forward to that. The winners will be announced each of the days of the drawings at 11 o'clock on those days.
And how are they going to be announced?
They're going to be announced. We will put them both out on our Facebook page, our chamber Facebook page, as well as our HaywardAreaChamber.com website.
Yep.
And we do contact the winner directly as well. So we will find you. we love being our own Santa.
You know where I am, so you'll...
Yeah, it's one of the funnest things we do, because we feel like Santa for a month when we're giving away cold hard, and that's what it is, cold hard cash.
Is this a fundraiser then for another thing here?
Yeah, it is, it's a fundraiser. It's part of, we as a chamber do different fundraisers throughout the year, you know, including our large events for our own operations. We're a private nonprofit agency, so it's essentially for our chamber operations. This is one of those things that we do throughout the year, and it's an important one for us.
Yeah.
And we like to see that. I think the community has enjoyed it as well as they await each day for the winners.
Sure. Yeah. Now, you're also doing a special on gift certificates for the Chamber Bucks. Talk about that.
We sure are. This is such a cool thing each year, in which we give away a 10% bonus on all Chamber gift certificate purchases, Hayward Area Chamber of Commerce gift certificates, up to $500 purchase. So in other words, if somebody comes in and they want to buy $500 worth of Chamber gift certificates, they will get $50 back of in certificates. So in other words, they'll leave with $550 in Chamber gift certificates. So we think it's great because, one, it stretches your holiday shopping dollars that much further. It's a great local economic stimulus because the certificates need to be spent at our members.
Yeah.
The great news is there's over 350 people on the list, 350 businesses on the list in which they can be used.
Yeah.
So they're a wonderful way to keep that money local and in a way for all of us to contribute to our local economy. You know, the other bonus to it is, particularly if you have somebody hard to shop for on your holiday shopping list, because it can be used in so many places, it's a pretty good universal gift that we think anybody will appreciate. So we already have that sale going on now. It's going to continue through December 23rd or until our bonus funds are exhausted. We set aside $5,000 in bonus funds.
Okay.
So whichever comes first. So we may or may not get to December 23rd. I would encourage you to consider purchasing those now if you're interested.
And this is any incremental gift certificate amount up to $500.
Yeah, that you get the bonus.
Sure.
Yep, that you get the 10% bonus. And I'm glad you asked, because the increments of certificates, we sell them in $10 certificates, $20 certificates, $25, $30, and $50 certificates. The bonus only applies to a purchaser once this holiday season. We like to spread the wealth, so we want everybody to get up to their $50 in free bonus money.
Yep.
But once you've done that, you're not eligible for the bonus for the rest of this holiday season. But but we encourage everybody to get in,
Not a problem. And then you have a special guest, I guess, that's going to be wandering the streets of downtown Hayward and visiting the businesses. Who is this new employee that you have here?
Yeah, it is a new small employee that's here just in time for the holidays, and his name is Chamberlain, specifically Chamberlain the Elf.
Okay.
And we're really excited because Chamberlain's not going to spend his time in our chamber office, though. No. He's going to be out and about at various members throughout, starting in late November, actually. From November 24th through December 23rd, Chamberlain is going to be visiting a different member each day.
Okay.
Follow our Facebook page is a fun way to do it. It'll show where he's at. I think you'll see him in some kind of creative poses, depending on the type of business that he's in.
Yeah.
It's just a way to drum up further excitement and kind of showcase our different businesses throughout the holiday season. And you want to see what Chamberlain is up to.
Yeah, very cool.
So,
and all of this kind of not, kicks off, and it's all part of Christmas in Hayward, which there is so many events listed in there. I think the easiest thing to do is let people know that they can look up Christmas in Hayward on Facebook, and there's a Facebook page specifically dedicated to Christmas in Hayward, because there is so many events and so many things to mention, to unpack, and we just don't have enough time to do that. Thank you, Chris, for coming in. Appreciate it.
Thank you, Mark.
You've been listening to WBZH Hayward Today, local report on Mornings with Pat Kreitlow. To stay up to date with everything going on in the Hayward Lakes area, download the Civic Media app and click on WBZH in the radio station listings. Coming up after local news and information, Pat Kreitlow returns. I'm Mark Lundeen, and I'll be back with more Hayward area information tomorrow morning. It's 8:29.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.